And we're back on today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. And joining us now, as usual on Thursday, we have chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer. Well known, even internationally, for her Dinner in Minutes column, her numerous books and culinary insights. So if I understand correctly, Linda, we're talking about really good restaurants that aren't on freestanding property, whatever that means.
I'm not sure what you mean, but it's nice to be with both
Happy
of you.
Happy New Year, Linda.
And to you and starting our 16th year
that's
together.
That's right. 1999, January 4th. So
here we are, and we're all friends still. There you go.
Really?
Okay, Joe, questions that we were asked. At our last restaurant review program, we were asked, where can you eat near the Arts Center?
Mm-hmm.
And many times people have asked us that. So now we have some good news. There are two new restaurants right there at the center. Chef Alan Susser has opened his cafe, and it's called The Cafe at Books and Books. And he's here to tell us all about that. So welcome, Chef Alan.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you. Happy New Year.
Our pleasure, because you filled us the studio with food.
Wow.
And so has Chef Hector. There's another new restaurant. It's in the old Prelude spot. That's right in the center itself, and it's called Brava. And Chef Hector Torres is here to tell us about that. Welcome, Chef Torres.
Hi. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And he brought us the best anniversary dessert platters. Yeah, I mean, if you want to see what they look like, I posted them on Instagram.
Yeah, you really have to see them.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Raspberries.
Strawberry shortcake.
Cupcakes are enormous. And
flan?
It's actually mango flan, yes.
Mango flan.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. All right, but we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have a question or maybe some suggestions for our chefs? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Or we'll take your email at radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org.
And also, of course, with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. You can read Fred's wine suggestions from my Dinner Minutes columns, but you can also read his column on the Saturday food section of the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
You know, I was going to suggest the Herald Cafeteria as a place near the Arch. I guess that's not true anymore, unfortunately.
That would be very difficult if you've seen pictures of the destroyed building these days.
Well, it was bad food, but a great view, so it was kind of nice. Actually, I'm going to talk about, you're talking about new places to eat, so I'm going to talk about new things to drink.
Sounds good to me. Excuse me. Okay, let's go to Chef Alan. The cafe at Books and Books. So where is it at the center?
Well, it's on 13th Street and Biscayne Boulevard, so right on the corner in what is the Sears Tower or the Carnival Tower.
What we used to know is the Sears Tower, and now it's the Carnival Tower.
Exactly. And so right there on the corner, come in off the street, and you'll find the Cafe of Books and Books. It's a bookstore as well as a cafe. So we've got the same flavors of a bookstore that we have in Coral Gables and on Lincoln Road with Books and Books. But the cafe is serving new foods, very locally inspired, commitment and passion to what we have here locally and flavors of foods, great artisan tartines, snacks, great plates, and I can go through the whole of it.
The whole
yeah,
list. Well, they need
absolutely.
Just to go. So what, if I want to go.
What's a tartine? Sorry.
A tartine is actually a modern sandwich. It's an open-faced sandwich. Great bread, so we use Zach's bread. We toast it. And then an example of an open-faced sandwich is a salmon tartine with a smoked salmon and preserved lemons. Or, another one that we do is avocado and grilled shrimp. So it's a really interesting, fresh approach to sandwiches focused on great ingredients that are delicious.
So I want to ask you then, if I want to go there, I mean, where do I park? What do I do?
Okay, easy parking right across from the Arch. On the south side of the Arch is parking.
And that's called Lot C?
Lot C.
Yeah.
It's actually free until 10 a.m., so we're opening breakfast this week, and so that it's free parking.
So stop off and get some
coffee. So what time do you open?
We open 7 in the morning.
Okay.
So, and so that 7 in the morning, we've got great breakfast items as well as great coffee.
And until what time do you close?
10 o'clock at night on regular days. When we have a show, we'll stay open until after the show.
Great.
So you could stop.
People used to complain that there wasn't any parking around the Performing Arts Center. But I did a story a few years ago, and I actually paced it off. And there are 3,000 parking spaces within a 9-minute walk of the center. So that's not a problem.
So no excuses there. No excuses there.
Full disclosure, I went there, and I loved it. I went with Paul one afternoon after work.
Paul Leary, our engineer.
Okay. Yes, and our online producer. And it was really excellent, outstanding.
And you can sit inside or you could sit outside.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I did that before a show, and we sat outside in the beautiful weather.
Yeah.
So lucky to be here in Miami.
And surrounded by great books and that are all for sale.
Great books, very relaxing under the palm trees, and in front actually is under an arbor of trees, so that the coffee bar outside on 13th and Biscayne, then coming inside, and then in the promenade where you actually have a waterfall. So it's three different sort of dining rooms, all the same great flavors, all the same great food.
That sounds wonderful. Let's go to Chef Torres here.
Sure.
And okay, so Chef Torres, Brava, what's going on there? What kind of food is it?
Brava is kind of like international cuisine, using all the flavors from Miami, Florida, Italian, very great local products, microgreens. We're using fresh strawberries from our local farmers. We're using excellent products.
That sounds wonderful. So now, how do I have to make a reservation? Are there different sittings? Is it a prefix menu? I mean, how does it work there? Because we're used to it being quite regimented before.
We offer you the best deal.
Okay, that sounds good.
you book on us our reservation under the R Center website. You use your log, and in a website you can use and pay your reservation. You pay parking, you pay meal, and then you pay your ticket for the show for $49, and that's with including the taxes and the tips.
No, let me ask you, the parking is included in that price?
And yes. Tip?
And tip and gratuity.
Absolutely.
The whole thing's included.
The whole thing.
Everybody run.
Yeah.
not
get it while it's hot.
But not the ticket to the show.
No.
Just the food and the parking.
Just the food and parking.
And the gratuity and the tips.
And the gratuity.
All included. And
how
you can
do you time the meals so that they're over at the right time to walk into the gallery and to see a show? Do you have seatings to timed with the shows, or how does that work?
Actually, that's a good question. Our meals are basically prefixed. I know exactly what we have to serve. We have options in the menu and upgraded in the menu. It's actually open a couple hours prior to the show, and we just monitor right before the show in that way that our guests get on time to see the show.
You flash the lights or something when a show is about to start?
They stop the wine, Fred. That's how they know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Cut off the wine. That'll do it.
So what? So if I didn't want to do this order everything in advance, and I decided last minute I wanted to go, can I just walk in?
Absolutely. You walk in. We also promoting a bar menu. Like, it's a quick menu. You can walk in. You are like 15, 20 minutes to the show. And you came up late, your reservation is over, but you're still able to come into the bar, and we offer you something to quick eat meal in order to you get into the show
so
on time.
So you can have a quick bar meal,
yes.
Either at the table or at the bar there. It's a beautiful bar there. So
it is.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And you're right there. You just have to walk downstairs to the show.
Just walk to the show.
And it's so nice to be able to just park once and and have all that great food. Mm-hmm. Now, before I get to the next one, I just have to stop because this place is filled with food and we haven't even mentioned it.
Yeah.
And Chef Allen, you were talking about your tartines and everything. Those are the sandwiches. Tell us what you brought.
Exactly. Sure. Well, the sandwiches are a kind of nice approach, so it's easy eating and fun. The tartine that I brought are on Zach's Breads. I brought a grilled
That's
shrimp
Zach
and avocado.
That's Zach the baker. He's been here. Yeah,
yes.
Wonderful baker.
Great guy. Grilled shrimp, wild shrimp from the Gulf Coast, and with avocado, fresh avocado, watercress, and saffron aioli. So that's one example. Another that
aioli is a mayonnaise.
Yeah,
I just wanted to translate for you,
sorry.
Chef. That's
yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Keep
it's
me
a garlic mayonnaise,
there.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's kind of a slight bit of garlic in it. In the that. The smoked salmon with a pink lady apple, which is a nice crisp sour apple, along with that on top of brie, and finished with preserved lemons that are house made. So that actually, to make preserved lemons, it actually takes about 3 months. So I started this before we opened, preserving the lemons in that sort of fashion. And then the prosciutto, which is, has fresh buffalo mozzarella and green olives and tempanade.
Okay. Now, Chef Torres, you brought us the salmon that has this wonderful glaze on it, and it's under polenta, and it's really good. But I have to get to these desserts because they are amazing. You've got, explain it. They're little plastic cups, like 4 or 5 bites out of each one.
Yeah, we was planning to have something quick to our customers and something that they can have walking out of the restaurant into a show. And we're planning to have those kind of shooters, what we call shooters, and we also have kind of upgraded desserts. One of them, the best great ones are key limes, strawberry cheesecake, they like a lot. We also have a molten lava cake. We actually have, we brought it for you guys' anniversary, a mango flan. we just made that as a great product.
I want to tell everyone, it's the size of a big shot glass is what they are. So you can enjoy it and not feel too guilty.
Right.
Absolutely.
And eat it fast. And then, but then you have these huge cupcakes with the raspberries on top, whipped cream, chocolate sauce. And I understand you just made those this morning.
I just made that this
so
morning.
So they're moist.
I was thinking of you guys' anniversary today and say I had to bring something good.
You knew.
Good one.
And then there's a chocolate, like a little bunch
drizzle.
Cake.
Is it drizzle or chocolate? It's actually coin chocolate, melted and infused with raspberry. The base of vanilla pound cake on
vanilla pound cake.
I've got to try it.
Yeah, now, so he's going to dig into it because now we have to go to a break. And guess what we're going to do over the break? Never mind.
Enjoy.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Thanks. We're talking about the new food options at the Arts Center with Chef Alan Susser and Chef Hector Torres. We'll take a short break and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking about the new food venues at the Adrian Arts Center for the Performing Arts, the cafe at Books and Books with Chef Alan, who's running that, and also Brava Restaurant with Chef Hector Torres. That's in the old Prelude spot at the center. And we've been enjoying, really enjoying some of this wonderful food they've brought with us. We just wanted to clarify one point that we were talking about. It's $49 for the meal at Brava. That includes the tip and the gratuity. Parking is $15, but you can also order that all online. If you're ordering your tickets, so easy to just order your parking and your food and you're good to go for a wonderful evening. Thinking about shedding a few holiday pounds, I just wanted to mention that I have a new detox program after I've eaten all this food here that includes fresh organic food along with juices and an interview with the Real Housewives of Miami TV show, Lisa Hochstein, who also uses that program. And that's in today's Miami Herald. So if you're interested in detox or a food detox, a new food detox, it's in today's Miami Herald. Okay.
And is it detox in minutes?
Yeah. Won't take you too long to eat the food, I'll tell you.
All right.
Okay. Well, talk about that. It's dinner in minutes time. And this is a one-pot dinner, and it's not going to break your calorie or your budget bank. And it's good for tonight. It's going to be cold tonight. So this is a pasta and bean soup. It only takes 30 minutes, start to finish. That's when you open the light in your kitchen. It's really start to finish. And I added a new zip to this pasta and bean soup. It's horseradish with a little vinegar that you add at the end. And then, of course, a little cheddar cheese on top always helps. And it tastes great the second day, so you can make it a day ahead or you make extra, and you'll have another meal waiting for you. You can even freeze it. So you sauté some onion, carrots, and celery, just a few minutes. Then I added some canned tomatoes, some water, and I boiled that for a few minutes. I added some cabbage. You can buy that already sliced in the supermarket. Fusilli's pasta, which is that corkscrew pasta. Boil that for 10 minutes just to cook the pasta through. Then at the end, I mix some horseradish with some vinegar, fresh spinach, some beans, and some deli ham. And if you wanted to make it vegetarian, leave out the ham and add more cheese. Simple as that. So the recipe and a photo, it's at my very new, well, now it's 2 months old, new website, dinnerinminutes.com. Come and have a look. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred, what are we drinking?
Well, in keeping with the theme of things that are new in 2015, I have something that's radically new, maybe even unprecedented. This is a New Year's resolution that you might actually keep. And by now, you've probably broken all the well-meaning ones that you've already made. So here's a new one. Now, repeat after me. I resolve that I will try at least one new wine per month in 2015. You can do that, right?
We'll try.
That's doable.
Yes, okay. But well, how am I going to find my new one? What is it going to be?
Well, you don't have to have something obscure, just a wine that you haven't had before. And there are thousands of wines out there. So just something other than Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon all the time. So here are a couple of possibilities. The first one is Barbera. It comes from the Piedmont region of Asti in Italy's Alpine foothills. And this is a light and lively red wine from the grape, also called Barbera. And Luca Bosio, B-O-S-I-O Vineyards, makes one for only about $15. It's light-bodied and smooth with flavors of red plums, and it goes well with chicken, ham, pork, pasta, risotto, you name it. It's a very versatile wine. A second possibility is by the California sparkling wine house called Schramsberg, and this is called Cremant Demi-Sec. This is an unusual sparkling wine. The word Cremant in French means creamy, and this wine feels creamy in your mouth because its bubbles are softer and created under lower pressure. And it's called demi-sec or half-dry because it's just a little bit sweeter than most sparkling wines. Schramsberg offers one of those for $39. Now, if you check my, there are a long list of wines you can try, and my wine column in the Herald a week from Saturday, I'll have a big list of other wines.
So that'll help us continue to promise, keep our promise, right? Because
yeah,
in a couple of weeks, we'll be looking for another wine.
Yeah, so you'll be needing it, so I'll be happy to supply it.
Good.
Or you can just go to your local wine shop and tell the clerk there what you're doing and have him or her suggest some good wines. Or you can create your own list. Just find one new unfamiliar wine a month for a whole year, and you'll know more wines than any of your beer-drinking friends.
All right. That sounds good. Let's get back to the Arts Center for a few minutes. If you come in late, like coming from work or something, you're running for a performance, I noticed that Chef Torres, that there are kiosks at the center. So tell us about those. There are little stands where I can grab a sandwich or something.
Yes.
Is that from your restaurant?
Yes, it's basically part of our restaurant's operation. When we have a show in performance, we actually sell those concessions outlets. Then you were able to eat something quick, sandwich, snack, something fresh from the farm, and able to proceed to your show.
So I presume you're not supposed to take food to your seat, though, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're not supposed to have any food. That's the reason we do have a quantities amount that will be able that you can eat in less than 15 minutes break.
So even at intermission, you can grab something if you're starving on your way. And Chef Allen, we were talking earlier before the show about there's a farmer's market. It's in front of Books and Books, actually.
It is. You know, what we're trying to do is that the Arts Center is a wonderful place for the whole community. And with Books and Books, the cafe at Books and Books, and the farmer's market on Mondays from 4 to 8, we're trying to make it approachable for the whole neighborhood. So the farmer's market, which has great fresh produce from the homestead, Kiki L&B's down there, L&B Farms, and there's several other purveyors. Zach's Breads are being sold there as well as others. But the whole idea is with the Cafe of Books and Books is to make it approachable for the neighborhood, people to come into the neighborhood so that no matter where you are, whether you're coming for a show or you're here going downtown or passing through to South Beach, you can stop at the cafe and have a great meal. It can be something wonderful, simple, organic. We use a lot of local ingredients, organic quinoa and kale, a wild mushroom and stir fry, so that we do vegetable dishes, vegetarian dishes, gluten-free dishes, but also really delicious, wonderful salads and burgers and paninis as well.
So, and I understand that both you and Chef Torres are buying some of your food for the restaurants from this farmer's market.
All the time.
Yes.
We go into the market actually early as the farmers are setting
try
up.
Try to grab the best deal and the best products.
As chefs, that's what we kind of do. You really want to get in and buy what you can.
This weekend
in quality.
Coming up.
Yes, it's going to be terrific. Well, you know, I could talk on and on, but you know what? We're out of time. Very tasty week, Chef Alan Susser. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank
and
you.
And Chef Torres.
Thank you very much.
And Bonnie and Joe, we ate well today,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, yes, and happy anniversary.
To all of us. Yeah. Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yes.
Including Fred.
And Fred. Fred, great advice as always. Well, next week, we're going to be talking with the winner of the Badia Spice Miss Universe Cooking Contest, and the Miss Universe contestants are going to be actually cooking. Because my question to them was, do they really eat? And we're going to have the winner on our show next week.
Can I go along?
You sound like my husband. Yeah, that's the first thing he said. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.